Bolzen, Basis, Asper, so. Just now, return to mindfulness on breathing. First you start with being mindful to your sitting posture. Be open in your skin so the temperature change, it's warmer in here. Note your quiet now of the body, how it is held upright by the spine. Note where your head is, too much forward, not too much backward. Right balance, right effort. And see whether you are a living organism or a dead one. A living one can feel and breathe, and that is what you observe. Minutes.
Thank you.
Let it breathe, let the mind notice in and out breathing. Let the mind notice that you are sitting. Let the mind notice stillness of the evening.
Do we know why we bow?
I see several of you bow. Sometimes more, and sometimes not so, not all.
Do you know why you bow,
Ulla? You do. Elsa, do you know why you bow?
Sorry, I didn't hear.
Where were you?
I was in my body.
That is wonderful. But don't be so much that you don't hear. And cut off from your environment. I asked, why do you bow? Whether you know.
It feels good to do.
Oh. Very good. Very good answer. Ulla, what would you say?
For me, it's a thank you.
See? Different feeling. Different interpretation why I bow. When I bow, I have both feelings. Of yours, I feel that, what you feel, and what you feel. Probably what the third one feels. Why do you bow? Did you think about it?
Yeah. Coming awake.
You feel yourself that way. Coming awake. Wonderful. It's also true. Jacob, did you understand what we said?
Little.
Bjorn, tonight is your turn.
Yeah.
Translate. Well, first of all, Jacob, welcome back. I'm happy that you are well again. See that I asked why everybody bows.
Could you throw one of us out? No, we are Birgana. We are olika svar and all. Någon menar att det var ett tack. Någon sa att det var...
Ulla said... Explain what Ulla said, what Elsa
yes.
said.
Ulla said it was a tack. Och Elsa sa att det var...
Now concentrate.
Vad sa du då?
And
Tina sa.
Christina.
Christina.
Felt good. She feels coming home to herself. Did you say that?
No.
And I said I feel all three. All three.
Jag känner alla tre dessa aspekterna. Alla tre dessa.
All. And more. The most basic aspect in bending down is that it is a documentation, do you know what documentation is? Representing my feeling not so important, my humbleness, and here she said gratefulness. The pride of the ego, that moment, gets curtailed.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
To me, when I bow, it means. What they do in India, they call it namaste. De kallar det namaste, and it means I bow to the inner leader, inner guidance in you. Alltså att jag bugar mig för den inre ledaren i dig.
That is the same what I said, only in more psychological terms. The ego.
Yes.
subsides and gives way to the higher aspect in yourself.
Yes, right.
See?
Och att egot bugar sig för den högre aspekten i den andra människan.
Nice to know the meaning of the things we do. Otherwise, they become mechanical.
Det är bra att veta meningen i de saker vi gör, annars blir de mekaniska.
So.
Actually, in Chinese, the Chinese word for bowing is kowtow, which means not have, not am.
Same thing, what we just said, ego. Subsides, is not existing, is actually representing the great cosmic law of anatta, not I. Christian terms, the God, the divinity, and Buddha term, nibbana, not I, anatta. So, it looks like you all want to hear more.